Tēnā anō hoki koutou e whakarongo mai ana ki au mō tēnei wā. Ki konei taku kai kōrero, tana ingoa ko Patrick Salmon, ka motu e whama, mā koutou e whakarongo mai ana e kōrero ana māua ki te heru. Ki wetahi anō e hakaro mai ana ai. E rereke tēnei kōrero ngari kei te pai, ngari mā koutou nei whakarongo mai, ngari ki roto i te reo Pākeha, nā kia koutou e whakarongo mai na kia māura. Kia ora to you, Patrick, and how are you?
Mōrena.
Ai, mōrena, and how are you today?
I'm good, good. Ngami hea te kia koe, kia koutou katoa te huna whakarongo. It's great to be here again, and I just want to ask, how is the weather up there for you guys this morning?
Oh, well, matter of fact, I've just mentioned it over the air. We've had rain last night, we've had thunder, and of course, the rain is just constant for a few days, on and off, but absolutely wet on the ground. But never mind, I'll have to say, Patrick, they need it up here, and as long as it contains that wet weather to fill the local tanks in their whares, you know, and of course, and to make it quite nice for the farmers with their soil and everything, and of course the rivers, we do need it. I'm hoping by the summer months that we don't just trickle in those hot months, but however, we'll just have to value our water when it comes to that time.
Yes. Well, it's been like that, and seeing it all on the socials and on the news, and sitting here even with our own tamariki and talking about, you know, when the rain comes down and it's here to come and replenish and revitalize and rejuvenate the whenua. And and aligning that back to our kaupapa with the heru, it was all about kaitiakitanga. So I've been asked a lot around what the heru is and, you know, what does it do, hiaha te whakapapa or te whakaro of the heru. And to sum it up and to give you it's a quick version of it, because I know we don't have all day, but the philosophy behind heru is when mama's hapu with a baby, her tinana's able to weave whakapapa together, the waters of the father and the mother, and creating the vessel. And that vessel grows inside her whare tangata, and then you, or the person, the being part, enter that vessel through the pumotomoto or the fontanelle on top of the head, and also known as a spiritual gateway. And heru are kaitiaki of that gateway. And so heru have been used in our own whānau and around mental well-being. It's all been about protection and keeping the mind healthy. And so I did that as part of my master's here at Te Wānanga o Aotearoa in Te Wakaherenga. And this whole project has been an outcome of my master's tohu.
All right, right. Now, for listeners that are listening, the heru in English is the kome, but you do it, you make it, and you design yours to how you want it, and it's clipped at the back of the hair. Is that right?
Yes, it has a comb. And the comb part, or the tia of the heru, derives from the ara tiatia, or the vines that hung down from the heavens when Tane began his journey to ascend up into the heavens.
Yes.
The comb part of the heru is shown there as the ara tiatia. And so that's the direct connection between atuatanga, whakapapa, when it slides into your hair. It's a direct connector right there.
Now, Patrick, it's solely used on the long hair. Is much more than, say, a short hair. Is that right?
You have heru that can go into long hair, of course. And when it comes to short hair, well, you know, I've always take care of our relations. So I have pōtai, hoodies that have the hiru on the back, so when they put the head on, the hood on,
yes.
The hiru sits on the back of it.
Okay. Oh, wow, that's interesting. Okay. Now, the other thing I was going to ask you, Patrick, now the hiru, there's all sorts of patterns on them. They're different patterns. Is that the culture that different iwi or rohe or whatever traditions of Māori patterns on those heru? That's how I see it in shops and some other areas where they are the traditional Māori souvenirs or any of the arts and crafts are sold. In saying this, Patrick, do they have different patterns for different areas?
Yeah, they do. Each most tribal places have their own style or style of whakaero that represents their narrative. So every single kai whakaero will have their own style and their own reasons for using certain designs, because basically what everyone is doing is carving or writing their own narrative and things that are meaningful to them. And I've learnt on this journey around rerekētanga, being one of my key practice values, is that you can tell we can sit here, we can get a ngāpuhi, we can get a tūhoi, and a ngaitahu, tell them the same story and let them go back and write or carve that story, and I guarantee you they'll come back with three totally different visuals, but all three are pai.
Aye.
So yeah, aye. So yes, no, you do get different different styles, and it's okay.
Okay. Who's all involved in this kaupapa to make it really that enhance the progress to where are you today with this kaupapa?
Yeah, so I have a team from Kairua, our Kairua team, which consists of six wahine from around Aotearoa and Australia, wahine Māori.
Mm.
And we also have a birthing care plan Ropu from here in Waikato as well. But then also our whānau have been amazing coming out and helping set up and pack down and kōrero ā waha ki te whānau whānui. And yeah, so it's a collective, and this is an outcome of collective impact. That's what I like to be really clear about. It's not a Patrick Salmon thing. It really is an outcome of all the hands and late nights from a lot of people.
Okay, in your live on Sunday, you mentioned the service you provide is intended for Waikato only. Hoiano, what happens when whānau outside the rohe want to get involved?
Oh, yeah. All they need to do is flick us through an email to info@kairua.co.nz and just let us know your interest. I mean, there's a Pākehā whakatauke that goes like this. The squeaky wheel gets the oil. So if you want it, squeak out. I'm not a matakete on many things, but not a matakete, so I can't be psychic. You bring it around. And that, it's as simple as that. I'm always happy to come and kōrero and share. And, of course, myself, I will always show up.
Oh, that's good. Okay, given the main practice is to encourage hapu, mama, to quit smoking. Since the release of Heru, what has been the feedback and impact that has made it?
Oh, the data doesn't lie. So from the data that has come back through the running of this project has been amazing, and it has shown that, you know, reinstating something like the Heru, traditional practices, because it comes with a whole wraparound. It's not just the heru itself. Like anything, it's multiple things at once that help make make a change. And so there's multiple things that go on with birth plans and post-birth and pre-birth. There's resources, education, and I run a thing called DigiWa. And DigiWa just stands for Digital Wānanga. And these DigiWa have Māori practitioners from around Aotearoa that come in and share seeds of mātauranga, seeds of knowledge to the participants or to these māma, and teach them all traditional practices and how they can make it relevant to themselves now. And so it works wonderfully, and the feedback has been so far, our data's telling us that it is helping māmas to reduce tobacco harm, to quit smoking, and to kickstart a stronger, better beginning for them and baby, and to get them into that state of pristine health and bringing that taputanga back.
Oh, lovely.
To being hapu. Aye.
Oh, well, Patrick, I've enjoyed listening to your kōrero on the heru. I honestly didn't think the heru as being quite important, but and listening to you, it's really changed my mind about how you look too, and you know the way mamas dress when they're pregnant and having that lovely heru on the top of their hair. It's exciting and very attractive and very beautiful for them. So in saying this, Patrick, lovely to talk to you, and I'm sure in the near future we can communicate with some other kōrero similar to this.
Definitely. Oh, kia ora whai, katu te mihi atu, kia koe. Kia koutou katoa, thank you for having me, and it's always a pleasure to have a catch-up with you all. And I mean, I was really looking forward to this because you have been on the journey with me right since the beginning.
Kia ora mai, kia ora mai anō, kia koe, me tō whānau, kia pai te rā, ne?
Kia ora.
Kia ora mai anō. Ai, hoki mai anō ko Patrick Samantera, e noho mai nei rote i tana kāinga, ka motu e kōrero ana ki tēnei kupu ki te heru. That's the comb on top of, mainly on the women that wears it with long hair, but it can be looking beautiful however you wear it. And of course there's a emblem on that that Patrick says that his idea of wearing it too is to quit mama from smoking in their during their pregnancy. Now, nō reira, I'm learning something totally different that I didn't know about this, but it's interesting. If you're interested, that's how it works with, he believes, with the heru. Nā nō reira, kia koutou, tēnā anō mō tēnei rā.